I hadn't met you yet, but I hadn't met a lot of people yet. There wasn't much of a reason for me to leave my cubicle during the day, go out and socialize. I had my small group of friends, but was too shy to venture out into the other departments. You were new to the building, the property manager. I knew it because when you would walk around, that big set of keys that you had would smack up against your leg as you walked. I always wanted to poke my head out from behind my cubicle to see where you were, to catch a glimpse. But I was always so afraid that you would catch me or you would be looking at the same time I was looking at you. Like that time in the hallway. That was the closest I had been to you. We were coming up. I don't think you had seen me yet, but I saw you. But when you finally did look up to acknowledge me, I wasn't prepared for those eyes. They were like two dark black holes that I immediately wanted to fall into. And you didn't look away. You stared. You didn't look up at the ceiling or look down at your shoes or look at my breasts. You just looked right at me. Right through me. I remember losing my breath for a second. I just had never seen eyes like that before. I couldn't hold your gaze for long, so I looked down to the floor and scurried past you as fast as I could. It wasn't until I had gotten around the corner that I started breathing again, and I felt a little lightheaded. There were a few weeks that went by before I saw you again, but every now and then I would hear the jingling of the keys as you walked by. I could feel my breath catch in my throat and my legs would involuntarily squeeze together. I would think about the hallway and your eyes, and I could feel my panties start to get wet. The way we saw each other again was a fluke, really. I just happened to be covering the counter that day. I was helping out. My friend saw me and came up to talk to me. It was a particularly slow day, not a lot going on. My friend was the complete opposite of me. She was outgoing and flirty, and she knew everybody in the building. There wasn't a single person that she wouldn't walk past that she didn't know their name and their entire family history. We were shooting the shit, and I heard the keys. She looked past me and called out your name, asked me if I had met you yet, and before I even had a chance to figure out what was going on, you came around the corner. You were moving at a normal pace, but it felt like you were moving in slow motion. I looked up at you as you started to turn the corner, and your eyes met mine, and my face immediately flushed bright red. I had never been so happy in my life that I was wearing my mask. She cracked a joke with you about something and then said my name. It took all the courage I had to look up into your eyes. And as soon as I did, I was yours. Those eyes were like the rabbit hole, and I was Alice. I wanted to fall so far deep down that my soul would need cleansing after it was over. Your eyes, they made me hungry for something dark and twisted, something I didn't want to escape from. My friend said something to you, and you tore your gaze away from me for a moment, and I felt my head drop, like I had been weakened, like you had sucked something out of me. I took a deep breath and looked back up, and you went to put your hands on the back of the chair. I looked down at your hands and watched you grip the back of the chair, the muscles and the tendons flexing. And I almost let out a moan. I had to bite down so hard on my lip that I thought it was going to start bleeding. All I could think of was those hands on my body, gripping me, squeezing me, groping me, fingering me between my legs. You moved your hips a little bit and the keys settled against your leg, and all I could think of was you taking me, bending me over this counter, and fucking me so hard that all I would hear is those keys slapping up against your leg. Or I could get down on my knees and look up into those eyes as I sucked your cock. I wanted to scream your name. I wanted to make you come. I wanted you to take me, to hurt me, to wreck me, to ruin me, to use me, to do whatever you liked with me. I was yours. All of me. There was a lull in the conversation, and I shortly realized that I hadn't said anything. I looked up at you, and you were staring at me again. I think my friend said something, and I nodded my head yes. I could have sworn your eyes darkened, like you knew what I was thinking. I had remembered what it was. She had asked, where were the holiday decorations? And you had told her. And she had said about how much I love to decorate, and you looked back at me and told me that you could show me where the decorations were. You had a key to the closet. My friend said that she would watch the counter for me so I could go with you. I don't know if she knew what was going on or was just subconsciously helping me out, but you looked back over at me and said that you would take me, and I didn't hesitate. I wasn't sure what was going to happen, but I knew that whatever did happen, I wasn't going to say no.